Hi, I'm Mel Majoros. I am a 2-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. It all started with two brothers and a dream in the mid-90s in Boston. These two brothers wanted to create a clothing line that spread the message of optimism. Little did they know that several years later, it would be a multinational corporation spreading hope and optimism with just a simple phrase, life is good. And I have Jim McLaughlin with me today. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me with you.
We were just talking right before we got on. Tell me a little bit about the clothing line and how it came about, and then we'll jump into some stories that you've gotten from some of your fans.
Sure, happy to do that. Life is good, as you said, is a clothing line, and really it's a full line of apparel for men, women, and children, and now a whole lot of accessories, too, so really a lifestyle brand. But it was founded by two brothers who had next to nothing in their pocket, the names of Bert and John Jacobs, and they traveled up and down the East Coast of the U.S., back in the late 1980s, early 1990s, in a van, and sold their own artwork on T-shirts and sold in the streets. I happen to be a relative of the two of them. They're my cousins. And
really?
I have to say, I was one of those folks who said, when the heck are these guys going to get a job, a real job, you know?
And you know what's funny is this was around the late 80s, early 90s, right?
That's right.
I was actually going to college in Boston at the time.
And
I don't know if I even would remember seeing them.
They may have come through your dorm, as they did at that time, trying to sell to students and sneaking into the cafeteria for food, no doubt. They really believed in the possibility that they could make it on their own despite having very little. And they really always talked about the fact that there was so much negative news out there.
Yes.
That we consumed, and hoping that they could find some way to get a positive message out, something that people would respond to that was optimistic. And after a number of years out there and studying other brands and doing their best, one of the brothers, John, drew the character who's now called Jake, a smiley-faced our hero that's on many of our products.
Right.
And he is someone who sees the glass half full and celebrates kind of simple pleasures. So a lot of the graphics are simple things that we can all enjoy. I think their sense of happiness is not through material goods, but through celebrating with others, through a walk on the beach or a jog or seeing a sunset or enjoying an activity outdoors with friends or hiking or what have you. So that was the start of the Life is Good brand, and they were right. A lot of people responded over time to that positive message and wanted something that was a counterbalance to all the negativity out there. And with no advertising, we've never done any, it has grown as a word-of-mouth brand through the years, and
it's
now
it's
sold in stores all across this country and about 30 countries around the globe.
That is so amazing that it just started with two brothers and a dream, basically.
That's it, and they're still running the business, and they're big optimists in everything they do. They're really unchanged. You know, a lot of people have said, oh, you know, boy, you guys struggle, but now life is really good. You know, you got a $100 million+ business and et cetera. And they've always said that's not the case. They had a lot of fun from the get-go. Life was always good back in the van.
Exactly.
With each other, trying to live out a dream. And it's never been about, you know, getting to the big car or the big house or the perfect person who loves them or what have you. It's about the here and now and waking up with the right attitude every day to say, you know, I'm grateful for whatever I have, and I'm going to live this day well.
Exactly. And that's the same kind of, as we were talking about before, the same kind of attitude I took towards my cancer treatment, because I've always been a positive person. And a lot of my friends said, well, I can't believe how positive you stayed through all this. It's like, well, would you rather be, you know, grumpy and upset all the time. I mean, this is your life, man. You only get one. You got one shot around the world here.
Yeah.
So make the best of it while you can. Absolutely.
You bet. That's really the ultimate freedom we have as human beings is to choose our attitude in really any set of circumstances, and we're all going to face plenty of challenges. And certainly what you said is true. So many fans of Life is Good, I started to say to you earlier that I've been so fortunate to be in a position where I receive a tremendous amount of consumer mail that comes our way and phone calls and emails and photos and everything from fans. The greatest majority of that are from folks who are going through real challenges, real adversity in their lives. And that surprised the brothers early on, but they soon got used to it and realized that this was a message that especially resonated with people undergoing those difficulties. And they were the ones who were, you know, needing that, again, affirmative approach. And in putting on a T-shirt or a hat or choosing that wardrobe, they were choosing something that expressed what they wanted to feel and believe they felt, and they wanted to tell the world. There are many like you, Mel, who want to say to those who want to say, oh, poor you, or, oh, gosh, I shouldn't talk to you. You're going through a difficult illness. Say, no, this is what I'm broadcasting to the world. I certainly am going through a challenge, but life is on the whole good, you know. They never said life is great. There's not an explanation after it. You know, it's not a Pollyannish view that life is one big happy trip.
Right.
But on the whole, on balance, life is good. That's what we believe.
Like you said, the brothers, they have to realize that, you know, the public is fickle. So life is good, yes. And, you know, like you said, it's not about the fancy cars and everything. People tomorrow could say, yeah, we found, you know, the next new thing, the next life is good that we really like. And that could all go away. And I'm not trying to be, you know, putting down your company, but life is good. So you have to live in the moment. You have to seize the day, as another one of our survivors said.
Right on. And you know, of the many who connect with us, so many have cancer, Mel.
Right.
That is just a very common adversity that, again, seems to connect with us. And oftentimes they're wearing our hat to their chemo treatments, or wearing a shirt, or all those around them in, you know, harmony with them wear a Life is Good product. We had one woman who wrote a column in Cleveland who had a cancer hat. Six different women in her circle had cancer. First her.
Oh, my goodness.
And she considered her lucky hat. She was a little reluctant to part with it, but when her good friend had breast cancer, she decided to pass it on. And all six of them were fortunate enough to lick it, and the hat came back to her after six different individuals had worn it.
That's amazing.
There was solidarity there.
Yeah, exactly. And I told you in my email, I was looking for the hockey shirt, which is extra large boys, and we have a Life is Good store here in town, and I was basically like stalking it. I'm sure the salespeople are like, our winter clothing is not here yet, because I do play hockey, and I'm a captain of my team, and I couldn't play because of the cancer in it, because I had a port on, but I wanted to wear that shirt and the, you know, Jake with his missing tooth, with his holding his stick and the skates, just with the big old smile on his face. I mean, that, you know, that those kind of things got me through. And I'm sure, like you said, the lucky hat. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. In fact, you know, we have a very strong, our mission is simple. It's to spread the power of optimism. We're really an unusual model in that we're certainly a for-profit company, but we really exist for our mission and the real strong Life is Good Kids Foundation that we founded. So a significant amount of money and resources is going towards children who face life-threatening challenges. And that strong social mission came about also through a cancer patient, Mel. Huh. Early on, as the brothers, again, got a number of these letters, they heard on the radio a young girl who had cancer. She was only about 8, I believe, and she was at Children's Hospital here in Boston. And she was this remarkable spirit whom the doctors and nurses recognized, just had this glow about her, was approaching her illness with a wonderful attitude, seemed to be a goodwill ambassador on the floor with other kids.
Right.
And in the interview, they mentioned that she was wearing a hat. And she said, yeah, I found these hats, and I love Life is Good hats, and I've got several. I've got a couple that are my favorites. And somebody in the company heard it, and we ended up sending her a few more hats. And then we saw her in the newspaper, and she was wearing that hat.
Awesome.
And she ended up about a year or two later coming in with her mom to visit us in our little office in Boston. And her hair had grown back, and she had licked the cancer and was back to school. And was just this vibrant spirit. And I don't think there was a dry eye among us by the time she left. She was just such an incredible person. And again, that was fairly early on, and we kind of didn't know what to do with that spirit. And then 9/11 came, that terrible day and those terrorist attacks. And that was a moment where we stepped back, and in the days to follow, it was very hard. We had lost some friends because planes went out of here
right.
from Boston and all. And also as a business, thinking, you know, is life good? And how does one go into the market with that message? We you know, like many people, were stunned. And so we asked our employees, what can we do here? And what would Jake do? You know, our smiley-faced guy. We always
right.
say, you know, we're not running the company. He is. So what would Jake do? And one of the employees said, you know, maybe we should do a fundraiser. And that was the start of something big, because we put a stylized American flag on a shirt, and we decided to give 100% of the profits to the victims' families through the United Way. Had a small goal, $20,000, hoped that a lot of our retailers would pick it up. Maybe we could make a little bit for that cause. And it took off. People began to buy them. Our employees were working double shifts. And pretty soon we had raised not $20,000, but $207,000 for victims' families.
Wow.
That was really a big moment where we realized that this brand could be harnessed to do a lot of good.
Exactly.
So, and since then, that's really been the case. We started to think about how can we do something that just doesn't respond to the next tragedy, but is a permanent part of what we do. And so we made it more central to the mission. We established the Kids Foundation. And we began to hold these Life is Good festivals. They're big outdoor, bring the community together to have fun and celebrate, but also to raise money for the Kids Foundation for good charities. So that's part of what we do now.
Now, are these charities, are they local just to Massachusetts, or are they all across the country?
No, they are national in
Excellent.
Scope. We've really focused our efforts now on a single initiative and charitable beneficiary called Project Joy. And
ooh,
it's
I like the
great
sound of that.
One, Mel. Doesn't that have a good name?
Yes.
It began as a grassroots effort in Boston, but it has now reached 8 states and growing through our help. And they are using play to heal children who have been traumatized by, sadly, violence in the family or abuse or neglect, extreme poverty, sometimes neighborhoods that are very violent, etc. And then many of those children stop playing. They are traumatized and they close down. And for young children, they don't have the option that maybe you or I would have to work out our problems talking to a therapist or
right.
what have you. For children, play is fundamental to their health, mental, emotional, physical, social. The way they connect with others, the way they learn and grow, the way they can be creative and expressive, all that shuts down. And so this is helping kids reconnect with play and therefore reconnect with other children. To feel safe and empowered to play, again, to be creative, to learn the emotional skills that are so embedded in play and all. So we're thrilled with the work they do. We think Project Joy, the joy they can bring, is right in line with our own mission of spreading optimism and good vibes. So
Absolutely.
It's a good partnership. Yeah.
I was almost in tears when you were telling me the story about the young girl coming to your office.
You know, she is now, this was a number of years ago, she is now in college, went on a scholarship in volleyball, this beautiful tall girl with long hair who came back again just a couple years ago to see us. And, oh my gosh, what a beautiful person. And so we're so thankful that she was that kind of spirit. And again, really in many ways led to us looking more seriously at what we could do to spread more joy.
Right, exactly. And I know as a cancer survivor, I've talked about this a lot, about shutting down. And it's very hard to move past that if you think you're the only one. So like you said, as an adult, you can find those resources.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I think, you know, I couldn't imagine going through that and not being able to want to play.
That's right.
Because, you know, the boss isn't here today and I want to play. So
I have to tell you one other wonderful program that I support, that we supported, connected to your interests and your challenge. There's a doctor named Dr. Ritchie, and he's out in Chico, California, and he began a program called Brighter Days Program. And he is one of the country's leading dermatologists, real expert in that area.
Okay.
And as you know, when you go through cancer treatments, mm-hmm. you can have all sorts of problems with skin and nails. And he has monthly free clinics where men and women, but it's almost predominantly women, come. Oh. And he gives them donated product from all the pharmaceuticals he's connected with. Individual care helps them first understand all about their skin and what cancer and their various treatments do, and then goes around individually, connects with them, talks with them, and then provides them products and some regimens to really help the skin and nail and hair and really increase their confidence, as you know, going out in the public and not feeling sometimes your best self or feeling
right? like yourself at all.
Yeah. So he's doing this incredible service. He's this is a guy who's now about 75 years old and could be fully retired and living comfortably, but is giving of himself, teaching other doctors to do this, so that there are several now, one in Chicago and some other places that are doing this. I've connected through a friend, and we provide him hats for free because
excellent.
He begins by not only providing those products, but the hats. And he just says that, you know, people smile when they see that in front of them on the table when they come in, and it's an icebreaker, and they can begin to talk about their shared stories and hear all he has to offer them.
Now, does he do this just in person, or can you do it over the phone? Or
he's doing it just in person. He has a full slideshow, and again, the expertise to really walk through and then answer right. various questions about again their health in this way. And really, he says that touch is really important.
Mm-hmm.
He sits down individually, and he holds that person's hand and looks them in the eye and listens to them, and then helps them find an individualized way to you know, improve their health in that way. But the touch itself, the contact and the attention, especially for some women who have, as you said, withdrawn in some ways, is really important to have a doctor take that kind of care and that personal approach. So I hope that he can get many more younger doctors engaged in what he's doing. And he's made a start on it. As I say, several have joined him and say it's really that they feel that they're getting back all that they're giving. These doctors just feel that they are so filled up by being able to provide the service.
Exactly, because a lot of the times doctors just, well, I don't want to say all doctors, but they just do the treatment, and sometimes they don't focus on that big picture as well.
You bet. That's right.
Because my nails turned brown, and I don't do nail polish, but that's not the color that I would have wanted to put on my nails, you know?
Yeah. And he really knows his stuff. So he's, you know, both, again, as I say, personal, but and has the expertise to help in some ways. So let's hope that program spreads.
Oh, absolutely.
I should know its website right offhand, but I'm going to guess that it's brighterdays.org. But the Brighter Days program, there should be some info online for you and some of your listeners.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Yeah. And when's your next festival?
We are planning now for a big festival in Boston this year. Now, it's usually in the middle of the summer, but I think it will be now in September for a number of reasons. And instead of just a single day, a two-day affair, which will allow us to really raise some big money and awareness. We're going to have some top-notch bands. We're working on that now. The festivals, as I said, are outdoor celebrations. So they're kind of good old-fashioned fairs in some sense. We do everything from seed spitting and wiffle ball home run derby and arts and crafts and a lot of games out on the grass that you would have played as a kid in the suburbs, at least, maybe in your back lawn. And then a main stage where there's wonderful musical acts that are upbeat and inspiring, good vibes. And through donations, through things like we have a walk, what we call a good walk for kids, through donation boxes and through the sale of our products with all the money going to the Kids Foundation, we've been able to raise $4 million over the last few years at those festivals.
Excellent.
And that's allowed us to do a lot of good work for places like Project Joy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I love any story, especially this kind of story where not only the clothing is inspiring, but you're doing something to help the community as well, especially the kids, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
and there's a wonderful, in terms of all those letters and things that we get, we actually call them fuel because they fuel us, they inspire us, and people are so wonderful about doing that. And now through things like Facebook, even more people are connected to us. So,
right.
I mean, not a day doesn't go by where I don't have just, my gosh, amazing stories that bring tears to your eyes or joy of just celebrating people who sometimes are buried in our product and have everybody at the wake wearing it because it's a celebration of somebody who lived a life that way, you know?
Exactly.
And so now we put a whole lot online on our website, so including many that have to do with cancer. If you haven't taken a look, there's right on our site, these fuel letters, inspiring letters from people.
And what is your website?
It's just lifeisgood.com.
Excellent.
And you'd see how you could click to About Life is Good, and you'll find a whole collection of letters, everything from cancer to people went through Hurricane Katrina to people who are serving in the military and putting them on, Life is Good in the midst of some very tough situations, trying to keep that message alive. So we feel very grateful for that kind of response.
Well, I appreciate your time today, Jim. I'm so grateful that I had a chance after, like I said, the HAL 9000, our computer at work, just decided to, you know, what are you doing, Mel?
Those troubles. I just appreciate the chance to talk with you. Again, this is our fuel. People like you inspire us, and we go to work with a little bounce in our step because we know we're actually reaching folks and we can spread a little good vibes. You know, we sometimes say, and it's I think a Mother Teresa quote, you never know all the good that a simple smile can do. And we don't pretend that we're radically changing the world, but you and I every day have the opportunity to spread a little good cheer, maybe help somebody who needs it, and be grateful that we can.
Exactly. And that is an awesome show. I'm going to wrap up now like I usually do. You can find me on Twitter, Mel Majoros, Facebook as always, because I'm a Facebook addict, Mel Majoros, or you can be a fan of The Cancer Warrior on The Cancer Warrior at empowerradio.com. You can email me, thecancerwarrior@gmail.com. My blog spot is thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And as always, life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting, sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on empowerradio.com.